Okay, good morning. We continue with our Nach Yomi series. I hope that everyone is doing well. We are up to Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav Vav. We are in the 26th Perek. We're almost coming to an end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And let's just remind ourselves of what we saw yesterday. We were introduced to Naval and Avigail. Before that, Shmuel dies. And then we learn about Naval and Avigail. Avigail saves David from killing her husband, but Hashem makes it. Then Naval ends up dying from a heart attack. 10 days later, he dies from a heart attack, and David ends up marrying Avigail, who is one of the 7 Neviot, like the Gemara Megillah points out. And David listened to the voice of Avigail, and she saved him from a mass murder, like we saw in yesterday's parak. And today we see in Pasuk Aleph what happens. The Zifim are back. These are the people that ratted out David in Perek Chaf Gimel, who gave away his location to Shaul. And they go over to Shaul, and they say, hey, guess what? David is in Hachila. He's in Hachila, al pnei ha-Yishmon, on the banks of Yishimon. This is where he's hiding. So Shaul gets ready to go down with his 3,000 men, his strong army. He's ready to go attack David. And while he's making his way down there, he knows that David's in the wilderness. He makes a little pit stop. And in Pasuk Dalet, it tells us, Vayishlach David miraglim, vayeda ki ba Shaul anachon. And David knows that Shaul's coming. He sees that he hears that he stopped for a little bit. So he sends scouts to try to verify the situation. He sends these miraglim. So the Mitzudas points out that he sends these scouts to verify that Shaul had indeed had a change of heart. And he resumed the pursuit. Now realizing, oh, you know what? When he made this bris with me before that he wasn't going to attack me and he apologized, he had a change of heart. It's gone. I shouldn't trust him anymore. I knew I was right that I had to keep on running for my life. Pasuk Hey, David then gets up and he goes to the place where Shaul is encamped with his entire 3,000 men. He saw that Shaul and Avner, who's his first cousin, the general of his army, are sleeping in the circle with the rest of those 3,000 men protecting them. They're in the middle of a circle, and everyone else is, protecting Shaul and Avner. And David says to Achimelech Achiti, and now we're going to learn about two new people, and Avishai ben Tsruya Achi Yoav. Avishai was the son of Tsruya, which was David's sister, and also the brother of Yoav. So Avishai and Yoav are nephews of David. So David had two of his nephews, part of his team, as part of his generals. And David then says, you know, I need a volunteer to come with me. We got to go a little closer and observe the situation. So Avishai volunteers to go. He doesn't take anyone else, maybe because this is a little bit of a secret mission. And if everyone's sleeping there, you don't want to wake them up. And the Navi tells us that not only were they sleeping, it seemed like Hashem put a deep sleep upon them. Ki tardemas Hashem nafla aleim. So everyone was sleeping. It's like a miracle that everyone, all the 3,000 men were sleeping. Shaul was in the middle with Avner next to him. And what they see is, Avishai and David see that Shaul has a spear right next to his head. And in Pasuk Ches, Avishai says, David, this is your chance. Go take that spear that's next to Shaul's head and kill him. And this is your opportunity. And what does David say back? Just like he said a few prakim ago when he was in the cave. Sorry, no can do. Shaul is the anointed one, and Hashem will be angry if I did this. And in Pasuk Yud Aleph, but he says, you know, David tells Avishai, at the end of the day, go do this for me. Go take the spear that's near Shaul's head and get a flask of water and let's go. I have a plan. And once again, everyone was sleeping during this point. What a miracle that Hashem put this ki tardemas Hashem nafla aleim. Hashem put this deep sleep upon them. And that's why they were able to go get the spear, to go get the flask of water. The Mefarshim actually point out that David was the one who got the spear, not Avishai, because David thought that Avishai would try to kill Shaul when he had that opportunity, and he wanted to make sure that would not happen. So what happens next is David crosses over, and he stood on top of the mountain from afar. Rav Hamakom Bineim, a lot of distance between the two, between David, Avishai, and Shaul and his 3,000 men. And what David does next is, from this very far distance, he calls out, he says, Avner, and he calls out to them, and he wakes up Avner and Shaul, and Avner right away says, who is that that's screaming that just woke up the king? And David says, you know, you think you're such a good protector, you think you're really such a chashuv of a person, you're not even guarding the king. The fact that someone tried to murder the king, someone tried to attack the king, and you have no idea about it. And they're like, what are you even talking about? He's like, yeah, so where's the king's spear? And they look and they're like, uh-oh, he's right, somebody tried to attack the king. And Shaul recognizes the voice of David. Vayomer ha-kolcha zeh b'ni David, is that the voice of my son David? And what does David respond back? Yes, Koli Aduni Hamelech, yes, my lord, the king, this is my voice. And 2 points here. Number one is you see that Shaul at a moment like this, the kol, he hears the voice of David, and he starts calling him David again. He calls him Beni. Usually he calls him Ben Yishai when he's upset. He clearly is starting to be relaxed again. But David throughout everything, even though he's been trying to get killed, even though Shaul has been trying to kill David so many times, the way David respects and honors Shaul is something which is just so unbelievable. He keeps on saying, my melech, Adoni, my lord, and I don't know how he has the patience to be able to say this. Every time he keeps trying to get killed, but David just stays calm. David says, yes, but also, why are you doing this to me? What did I do? If this is from Hashem, if Hashem's the one who's trying to do this to you, then I totally get it, and you know I understand why you're trying to shed my blood. But if it's not from Hashem, what's happening here? Is this a human that's trying to tell you to do this to me? In Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Shaul says, you know, you're right, I've sinned, you're right, you're always trying to do good for me, and look what I've done for you, I'm foolish. And then Pasuk Chaf Beis, what does David do? David says, here's your spear back, I'm not trying to harm you, hopefully you don't try to harm me, here's your spear back, and you know, let one of your attendants cross over and come get it. I don't really fully trust you to have access to the spear when you're so close to me, which is very smart of David, but here, you know, have somebody get your spear back. And during this entire time, this is actually when Perek Nun Ches 58 of Tehillim was composed. David's running and just has no idea what's going to happen next, and he keeps on just having full emunah in Hashem that, you know, God willing, this is all going to work out. It is very hard for me, but once Shaul passes away or whatever happens, I'm going to become the king, and I have to trust in the whole process here. Just to point out, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, when David gave back the sword, he said, you know, just like my, as your life was important to me this day, so hopefully my life is important in the eyes of Hashem, and may Hashem save me from all the misfortune. And Shaul goes back to David and says, Baruch atah b'ni David, you know, blessed are you, David, my son, may you accomplish much and may you be very successful. And then David went on his way and Shaul went to his place. And this is probably, I don't want to give it away, this might be the last time that David and Shaul see each other. And it's really just such an unbelievable story how Shaul keeps on trying to attack David. And the two times that David could have easily killed Shaul with his spear when he had Goliath's sword in the cave, he did not do it. He held back, showed his loyalty to Shaul. And we will see tomorrow that maybe David actually has to leave the land of Israel because he can't trust Shaul. He has to go maybe to the land of the Plishtim. And just maybe one more time, just to emphasize that during this entire time, David stayed patient, trusting in Hashem, davening to Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow. Have a great day and Kol Tov.